This is the Kestrel Country Podcast, where we discuss the people, places, and events all around Kestrel Country. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Kestrel Country Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Church, joined by my lovely wife and co-host, Catherine.
Hello, hello.
As we enter or continue through Advent, continue through this series of Christmas at Home
episodes. Christmas at Home, leaning into Advent. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, we are having Christmas at home.
We are.
Some of you might be traveling. We're staying here.
But
family's coming to us.
In the lead up to Christmas, most people are probably home.
Yeah. So last week we had Meredith Wilson.
Yep.
This week we had her daughter,
Mallory Berendrecht.
Yeah.
So
tell us about Mallory, what you guys talked about.
Mallory is a very talented seamstress. She's creative that way. And, you know, so it's fun getting different ideas from table decor to what you do for your kids' gifts.
Making each other's presents.
I don't know if we actually talked about making each other's presents.
We just listened to a Vinyl Cafe. Shout out to Stuart McLean and the Vinyl Cafe. If you haven't listened to any, this is like an old Canadian radio show that I used to listen to with my family. But you can find him on Amazon, probably other places. Vinyl Cafe, he's a storyteller, tells about these this family in Toronto. Just hilarious, extremely talented storyteller, but his Christmas ones are especially good.
We have a few favorites.
One about making Christmas presents. Anyway, yes. And Dave Cooks the Turkey is an all-time favorite. So anyway, check those out.
But
off the rails.
Off the rails. But Mallory is the one we have joining us this week, and definitely worth listening to. Fun to hear everybody's different ideas. You're going to catch a lot of similar themes throughout, you know, weekly presents. PJs are a top hit, but fun, different takes on various ideas.
All right. Without further ado, Catherine and Mallory Berendrecht.
Mallory Berendrecht. I'm not going to try to spell that.
Good idea.
But thank you so much for coming on the Kestrel Country Podcast.
Yes.
And this is exciting because we get to talk Christmas.
Yay. I can't wait.
I know. And we're recording this early, which is, you know, so that we don't have to do it during that busy Christmas season.
Yes.
But we want to be able to drop ideas throughout Christmas.
Yeah.
But before we actually dive into Advent and tips and tricks, let's learn a little bit about you.
Well, my name is Mallory Berendrecht, as you said, and I am married to my husband, Caleb, and we have four kids. They're ranging from he's about to be 8 to 2 years old. So it's really so many fun ages and stuff like that. So I grew up kind of I was born in Moscow, but grew up mostly in Lynchburg, Virginia, and then moved back to Moscow, Idaho, and we lived here till I went through college, and then I met my husband, and we lived in Canada for 5 years because he's a Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved back in 2019, and we've been here ever since. Loving it.
Yes.
We're so grateful to be here. So
it's so fun. I love how many people have the bounce back to Moscow.
Yes. Yeah.
Moscow is a very wonderful place.
Yeah. And I think I like took it for granted a little bit, and then like moving away and then moving back, I'm just been like, wow.
What's been the biggest impact for you moving back?
I just love seeing our kids in this community.
Yes.
And it's to see like, oh, they can have friends and like all of this, you know, just the church and the school. And I just feel just spoiled rotten, honestly. Mm-hmm. I really do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's really fun to see my husband, see them go through like school and stuff like that. Cause he's just like, wow, this is amazing.
Man. It is.
And it is.
to see them learn and grow and to start loving school and what they capture and what they are good at.
Yeah.
Their skills.
No, so true. And like the stuff that they're learning so young and like singing these, you know, like the books of the Bible song and like all this stuff. And I'm like, I don't even know. I don't know that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Well, when you have the editing the kid papers.
Yes.
You're like, just a second. Let me Google that spelling.
It was really embarrassing. I had to ask my 7-year-old, almost 8-year-old. I was like, what does this mean? He was explaining. I'm not even going to say because I'm too embarrassed. I'm too embarrassed to say what it was. He had to explain to me.
I love it.
It's so funny.
It's what we want.
Yeah.
We want him standing on our shoulders.
Yes, exactly. Right. I want them to be better off.
Yes.
And so far, it's proving to be the case.
I do think we were discussing mom brain before we got started. And I do think there is element of that, a very real thing. Brain cells just delete, you know?
Yeah.
But where there's an element of the mom brain where you're like, I know I knew some of this.
Yes.
I really did.
At one point. Yes.
And I completely sympathize with my parents in various fashion, you know, because when you're a kid, you just hold it all in your brain.
Yeah.
And now I
feel
like
they do.
But then when your mom life, you're like, if I don't write this down, it will be gone. Like
it's gone. It's really bad. And I finally realized like in the last, I feel like year, like I need to write things down.
Everything has to
right away.
Yes. Right away.
Immediately.
And then I have to follow up and check where I write them down.
Yes. That's a whole other issue.
Which, you know, I feel like that ties into Christmas pretty well.
Yeah.
Because planning for Christmas is one of those things where you can either make it this horrible, horrible weight of responsibility that must happen instead of an absolute joy.
Yes.
Yeah. But writing it down and prepping for it in the right way can make it wonderful for the kids and all of that.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about some of your traditions leading up to Christmas, especially looking at the Advent season.
Well, I was thinking when I knew I was going to be talking on this, just the prep. I am not, speaking of organization, I'm not like a big organized, like I write things down, but I'm not like a planner and I have, you know, everything like in a planner.
Right.
In a Google Doc or something. I'm like, I'll put it in notes in my phone. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking about, like, I was looking through pictures because, again, mom brain was like, what did we do? And turns out we did a lot.
Yeah.
And, but a lot of the time leading up, I like to go to thrift.
This is why Mallory, brain. I have it recording in two other spots and I will combine and edit it in, but I forgot to press record. Anyways, we will keep going.
Yeah. I like to go to thrift shops a lot and like Goodwill Hope Center, which is a local one. So it's nothing like super fancy. We live in a small town. However, I draw a lot of inspiration from those trips because I'm like, okay, we do Advent gifts every Sunday, like leading up. So I think it's like four right. Sundays before Christmas. And I'll just like shop around and see like what I find. So once I went to like the antique mall on Main Street and I found these giant like brand new Christmas bears.
Oh.
And so, and they're like, they were bigger than my baby. Like when Alki was a little baby, I have a picture next to him and he's like smaller than this giant bear. So I was like, okay, like I'll save that and we'll give it to them for like the first, you know, Sunday of Advent. And then as, you know, I had more kids, it was like, oh, I found another one at Goodwill that was in brand new. I don't like buying stuffed animals that are used. Yeah. So I'm not like, go find a ratty old bear at Goodwill.
Throw it
tie a bow on
throw
them.
In the wash.
But these were like brand new. And so stuff like that, I found brass Christmas bells at a thrift store. And so basically what I'm trying to do is make each Sunday of Advent, just festive and fun. Mm-hmm. So it's like, we'll do eggnog in cute, like the 12 days of Christmas, glasses.
Oh, fun.
With like, you know, peppermint bark and it's really easy. Like, I don't want this to sound like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's so much. Like, I have to get like all this stuff, but it's like, actually it's just really organic. Mm-hmm. Because I'm just compiling things that I've found and I like to, like, I'll go and thrift books and, you know, buy Christmas books. And so it'll be like a Christmas book, a Christmas bear, and then we'll do treats, you know, with it. And so that's fun things that we do for like the Sundays of Advent, which has been really enjoyable and low pressure.
Yes. Well, but also repeatable. Because that's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, the kids, you do it one time and they're like, this is tradition.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. They do.
And so that repeatability while maintaining a level of absolute gratitude and joy in every aspect of it is fantastic.
Yes. It's really, it is really fun. We found like I found a French horn and it's like
fun.
Stuff like that where it's like fun and exciting. And they think, you know, it's great. And
Yeah,
and I think one of the things, like what you're mentioning, like doing it in love and gratitude and joy, you don't want – I think it's a temptation for people my age who, like, everyone is on Instagram.
It is.
And they look and they're like, oh, okay, I have to decorate cookies and I have to take cute pictures and they have to be in cute outfits and I have to. While they're decorating cookies. And the cookies somehow manage to turn out cute, which I'm just here to tell you it doesn't happen.
No.
Unless you're, I don't know, it doesn't happen for me.
It's got to be the magic swap with the frosting.
Yes. Like, it's like they do it off to the side and then you post your cookies, which mine don't even turn out that great. But I think you have to make sure that your motivator is not out of like guilt or competition.
Yeah.
And I think it's just really easy to let that slide in because you're like, well, I'm trying to do it for my kids.
Right.
And you're like, are you though? Because I've had a switch in my brain sometimes where I'm like, oh, like, you know, I want to be have good food, you know, for, yes. for dinner.
Right.
So this isn't having to do with Advent, but I think it kind of ties in because I when Axum started doing football, my oldest, I was like thinking, I really want him to come home and be like, what are we having for dinner? And maybe like, it's your favorite soup with bread or something, where it's not a lot of pressure on me, but like, what was I doing before? And now I'm like, what would he like? Like, right. what will make him excited? And so if you think of it that way and like not being like, oh, what can I post and what can I, you know.
What experience.
Not saying you can't post fun things. That's right. great. But like, make sure your motivators are, you know, for your kids, really for your kids. Like, check those motives.
I know 100% because and there's also a million ideas and that's
so many.
A wonderful thing at the same time. It can also be that overwhelming problem where
you're, well, and that's exactly it. Yeah.
Like, did I pick the right one? Are we doing the right? And that's like, no, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And I think if you're some of the things like there are parents that like love to bake with their kids and it can be really fun.
Oh, yeah.
But it can also be not very fun. And you can be like, I want to do it when the kids are napping. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to Christmas stuff, I mean, I think you should bake with your kids. So I'm not saying like, I'm just saying
there's like, times and places for it.
Yeah. Where you, so not every time you bake a cookie all year round, you have to have your kids involved. Right. I do not do that. But like if you're doing Christmas baking, just have a friend of yours over who has young kids and then you do it together and you guys have a cup of coffee and you let them do your thing. And so it's not a have to, it's a get to.
Right.
Not a got to, a get to.
A get to, yeah.
And I think that's helped me. So I was just having like a friend who was like, oh, can we bake? And I was like, yeah, that's a great idea. Let's do it. And we can have the kids and we like put them. This is another Advent thing that I just love. And I'm wondering if I should tell you all because I want to buy all these things.
So you don't want them taken through
this is my hot tip. No, but I'll share it anyways. Basically, I go on Poshmark and look up like vintage Fair Isle sweaters.
Oh,
and they're cute. So fun. Like vintage, like Land's End, L.L. Bean.
Yes.
Stuff like that. And they're cheap.
Yeah.
On Poshmark or Kitizen or something. They're, you know, and just get like the ones that are cotton so they don't make your kids itch. Unless your kids are fine in wool, then go for it. But, you know, when we did the baking, we just like wore our, you know, Christmas sweaters for fun. It wasn't for like a posed photo shoot. It was like, this is fun and festive. So if you like that kind of thing,
add it
check
to
out
the
Poshmark.
Yes. No, that's a good tip.
Yeah.
That's a really fun tip.
Yeah, it is fun. And I have one too.
Well, because they
match my kids.
Well, and I do think that kind of stuff, the layering on is wonderful, you know, because you can do it in abundance, but you can also do it in a crazy pressure.
Yeah. Method. Yeah, like a stingy coordinated
too much coordinating.
If that makes sense.
But then do you guys do the Christmas PJs? That's been a popular one.
Yes. Yes. Yeah,
we do that too.
We do that and it's fun. Although sometimes I don't buy new ones every year. I'm just like, okay, you know, if they fit or it's like you put them away and then you can pull out, you know, cuz I have four kids that are 2 years apart.
Right.
And so it's like, you know.
Yeah.
We can reuse some of them, especially if you get nicer pajamas. But we do that. That can be a fun, like doing that on the first Sunday of Advent. When do you guys do it?
I'm trying to think through. So it kind of, things have shifted and changed over the years. Yeah. So we've given them some PJs. On one side of the family, we always do the striped PJs.
Yes, and I love that.
So for them, it's a big cousin picture frequently.
Yeah.
And those ones get passed around and passed down because it's always the Hannah Anderson striped PJs.
Those ones are good.
Pretty sure they're the Hannah, you know. And so that's been fun. But then on the other side, you know, we've given sometimes to the kids a different pair that's different each year. But this year, my mom's doing it for them, you know. And
that's so fun when grandparents get involved with like Advent festivities.
It's really so fun. And a friend had said, oh, they're, you know, here's the link on Target. They were already on sale this year. And, you know, and so I grabbed them, but my mom's giving them, you know.
Yeah.
So
it's,
It's a fun, easy one.
Yeah.
But then they can wear them all season long.
Yeah, exactly.
And no, they're not all matchy-matchy.
Yeah.
You know, especially because we've got bigger kids now, really big ones.
So I was wondering how that works. Yeah. Yeah, because like my oldest, you know, he's big. And so he's like in like 10, 12, 8 to 10, 12, kind of depends. But I'm like, what can I, you know, I've done it. You know, like Old Navy, like separates kind of thing.
And that's kind of where the looser pants work well once they've passed on
to like, a certain level. I don't need footy pajamas. And I'm like, the younger ones must stay in footy pajamas.
Again, loving the children so that they're not all
the little ones. Yeah.
These pictures that get taken.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. Okay, so you mentioned some of the decor that you that you're good at thrifting for. You're also a really good seamstress. Yes, So tell us a little bit about what you do for decorating your home or how that's ebbed and flowed.
Yeah. I like to, again, the thrifted stuff. Just, I think, switching out things like, you know, like a throw, a blanket. I do, my mother-in-law and I have this love of colored taper candles.
Oh.
And she has like a stash that I envy.
Does she burn them or does she just reuse them?
I think she does. But she also has a giant stash. She thrifts those too. And I have not had the luck that she has had with them because she has like every color and just like drawers of them, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So I think that adds, like right now I'm doing like, you know, kind of reddish umber colored candles. So when it comes to Christmas time, I will do, you know, red, greens, and, you know, some whites too.
What's your candlestick? Are you in the brass candlestick?
Yes, I do. I'm like, oh, they're so good.
They are.
So yeah, I do. I use a lot of those, and then I hang up the Christmas stockings. Like as soon as we get out Christmas decor, it's like the stockings are going up. I made mine, and I don't love them, so I'm gonna try it.
So did you knit them? Did you?
I didn't. Okay. I sewed them.
Okay.
And some of them are okay. Some of them aren't my favorite. My sister knit hers. And she's amazing. Mm. So I'm kind of like, I think I may have some stocking envy.
So she could knit some for you.
Yeah, I know. I might ask her. I'm like, you're so fast. You made all these. So she does like a Fair Isle knit
back
stocking.
To the Fair Isle.
Yeah. Yes. I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
And so that's fun. Also, when it comes to pulling out Christmas decorations, I remember last year just being like, this is fun. Like in the midst of it, because I pulled them out and then the kids just went crazy. And I was like, this in and of itself is a celebration that people don't even talk about.
Right.
Like where they're just like, oh my goodness,
I remember this.
Yes. Yeah. And then they're like pulling it out and they're putting it stuff. And you can go later the next day and move things.
Yeah.
Like if it's, we don't do a lot. I used to do like, I would have like a ceramic reindeer, like on a mantle kind of thing, which we don't really have a mantle anymore, but I use our piano as if it were a mantle.
Fire. Okay.
Yes. And so I have the stockings on it and I have, you know, I'll just add stuff that seems festive, but like throws are fun. I have one that I got from Marshall's. It's like 100% cotton, but it's like all the different like colors. Oh. It has big tassels. And I like to go a little bit. I always joke that I'm like, oh, I don't like faux fur. And then I have like giant like faux fur stockings for Caleb and I, like Christmas stockings that are giant. And then I had like a faux fur like throw. And I was like, okay, I like faux fur at Christmas.
Well, because here's where I wonder if this plays a part. But when North Idaho and Canada, we get cold.
Yes. And then, we do.
And so that thick, warm blanket.
Yep.
It is.
There's one in Anthropology right now that I was like, oh, it's like a really thick cotton one with all that. And they make some really fun stuff, but they also have really great sales. And so
to keep an eye out,
keep an eye on it. Although sometimes they're Christmas.
There was a Christmas. I'm not going to remember the right word for it. My father-in-law calls it this extra. It's a word for the extra, little extra.
Yes.
Something.
Yeah. Yeah.
That happens. So anyways, one year, I think this was the present for that little bit of extra, or maybe it was just a fun present, but they got us Pottery Barn faux fur, huge blankets.
Yes.
And I love that. They're so heavy
and warm.
Yeah. And the texture and that, it
adds something.
It does to the decor. And it doesn't say Christmas.
Yeah.
But it leans so well into Christmas and winter in general.
Like a transition piece.
Yeah, you kind have it for a long time.
Yeah, November.
All of that because it's cold and you want to be cozy.
Yeah.
And it looks great.
Yeah. It's so true. I'm like, oh, tacky faux fur. Also
all
me.
Faux fur.
Faux fur.
Lots of faux fur.
Yeah. So that's, yeah, that's really fun. And I, that's kind of basically what I do, just mm-hmm. like adding fun things. And then we do have one thing that's kind of like decor in the kids' room, which I did last year, is I made, I kind of got myself into something that I was like, whoa, this is a lot more work than I thought.
It's frequently how those things turn out.
It was motivating for me because I was like, I'll do an advent calendar. So my sister and I talked about like, okay, what can we, she was going to, we were just, you know, brainstorming.
Yeah.
Because my mom had one that she made that we just really are attached to because
we grew up with it.
And it's a really fun idea. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to do like 24 tiny stockings, like sew 24 tiny stockings with embroidery of and then I realized I'd be cutting out because it was like for each stocking I was doing them like fully lined. So it was like four pieces for each stocking plus the embroidery.
Times 24.
Yeah, exactly. And then I was like, but I have to sew. I also sew gifts for my nieces, like dresses.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, Mallory, you are not sewing a single dress until you finish your advent calendar. Woo. All that's the drama behind the advent calendar.
Yeah.
But basically, we cut down our Christmas trees in the – you get like a permit. It's
the
like,
$5 one to go out. And
so we got a big one, but then we also cut down a little tiny tree that's like a kid-sized tree. And I got like a ceramic – it's called a spittoon, I think, was like a vintage like thing that people used to spit in, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, like a pottery type thing. It has like a blue line around it. And I put, what is it, flower foam, that green stuff.
Yeah, the green wet foam.
Yes, wet foam. And so I put that in there, stuck the tree in, and then I put, once I finally finished all of 24 stockings, I hung them on the tree.
Oh, cute.
And so they're pretty small. They're like, probably like 3 or 4 inches, the stockings. And then I stuffed them, and I made them out of red and white linen.
Pretty.
And embroidered on them. And then the
Numbers Christmas you embroidered on each one.
Oh, yeah. So it was red linen with white embroidery.
Okay.
And then on Christmas Day, I added like a velvet trim on the top and did a little like embroidery of like more of a wreath. So I just did the number on everything else because time.
Yes.
And I would not do that on everything else. I was like, Christmas Eve, it's exciting. So I'll make it a little bit more extra. And then I stuffed them all with candy and a tiny wooden ornament that I got off Amazon.
Cute.
And so every morning the kids could get up and they could open, they all get a piece of candy and then they put the ornament on the tree and also leave the stocking on the tree.
So it gets extra decoration.
Yes, extra decorations as we get closer to Christmas.
But doable.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And it's low-key. It's not like, you know, let's
bake cookies today and then tomorrow the next one says.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. I forgot that I did this. On every Saturday, I think it was, I put a little piece of paper in them, like a little scroll. Mm-hmm. And it was like, and I planned it out because I was like, I'm going to have to be careful on which days. I don't even know. Maybe it wasn't even just Saturdays. It was like random days where I was like, okay, this I did plan out. Will I feel like making cookies on this day?
Right. That's the question. Yeah.
And if you, because once you put it in there, it's locked in.
Yeah.
You're locked in. You're committed. So I did like 4 of those.
Okay.
So then it was like decorate cookies, do hot cocoa and something. It was really low key stuff, but it was stuff that felt, you know,
festive.
Big bang for your buck.
It is. And so, doable in maybe in a 15 to 20 minute window.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And the kids would, you know, it was like, since I had a couple older ones, it's like they get excited and then the little ones are like, what's happening?
Right.
But this is great candy. And, look.
And then it is fun too, because I think the big kids, like you mentioned with the decorating,
The
big kids get involved in more of the execution of stuff.
Yes,
they
exactly.
get extra excited about all of that.
Yeah. And like Christmas tree decorating, they get so excited.
They love it.
And I just move the ornaments later.
If you need to. Yeah, they are in one spot.
Because we don't want just the lower half of the tree decorated, because they're all shorter. My husband and I, he's 6'6", and I'm almost 6 feet. And so it would be like
what you
the
see?
Top of the tree, the big middle section. So I just like, but I want them to, I think it can be a time where you're tempted to get like tied up in knots about things and you're torn between like, well, I want to make it festive, but also like then it's going to get messy and it's going to blah, blah, blah. It's just like, just don't.
Yeah.
Confess it. Move on. If you feel that way, just move on.
Yeah. Just be through the next thing.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Yes. Exactly. But I get that temptation. Yeah. So it's just like, just be fun and relaxed and make it easy. Try to make it easier on yourself. But yeah, big bang for your buck, basically.
Right.
Easy on yourself, but fun for the kids.
Right. And then it starts to happen, one, that you collect all the things.
Yeah.
So it gets easier year after year.
It does.
Then you also are able to handle more year after year.
Yeah.
Or you edit things and adjust as they get to different ages and like different things.
Yeah. It's so true.
It is really interesting. Yeah. We've done a kids tree or a family tree.
Oh, yeah.
Upstairs.
Yeah.
And because we like to get ornaments when we travel.
Yes.
So if we try to find an ornament.
That's such a good idea.
Which is really
love
fun.
That.
Because then if the kids are pulling it out or you, you're like, oh, yeah, that
remember
trip.
When we went and there? Yeah. This. And, oh, that's such a good idea. I'm going to steal that.
Yeah, it's a fun one. I really love that one.
Yeah.
But then that tree gets, it's like, put whatever you want.
Yeah.
Wherever you want on that tree. And then that one is actually super fun.
Yeah.
You know.
It's like. Your it's kids' packed. Personalities right and like there. Just jam-packed with fun stuff.
With a ton
that's
of
great.
Things. Because we give them an ornament every year too.
Yeah.
So that's usually one of our Advent things is to give them an ornament. But
yes, I like to do that too. But then I'm like, where the good
that's
idea.
That's where the family
we have
tree.
To have three trees.
Well, we do.
The tiny Advent, the
you
normal
do. You
one
need
downstairs.
Your Advent tree. And the-
yeah.
yes.
I have the last 2 years. This is embarrassing. We've got our tree and then we put it kind of by our fireplace. We have a wood-burning stove.
Yes.
Both years. Both years. It's been... like burnt to a crisp, like where it's just like the needles are just like
you touch
turned,
it
turn a little brown and then if you touch it it's just like dry
yes.
And I've done it the last 2 years that so we had to get I think three Christmas trees
did
two,
you replace
two or
them?
Three yeah
oh my word
and I'm like why am I do I have another space like I moved it and by the end we got like the most Charlie Brown I like Charlie Brown Christmas trees this one was like
extra
worse than a Charlie Brown Christmas tree and I finally put it in the right spot so this year
it
guess
won't
who's gonna
out.
Put it in the right place to begin with, me, hopefully, if I remember.
Well, yes, because if they dry out, that is a huge thing.
Yeah.
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 If you're if you're doing a real tree.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
We have done the faux Christmas tree. And it is.
Shh, no, okay. I know. That's totally fine.
It is hilarious because I wrote a paper in college about why you should do real Christmas trees or something along the very much this is the way.
This is the way.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you live in Idaho.
We do.
Lots of people feel that way.
But then one very busy year, we bought the incredibly fake flocked white.
Oh, yeah.
With all the fake snow.
Yeah.
And I totally love it.
You're like, it's like the faux fur for you, you know? Like, I hate this, but also I love
it. Like, I actually really love it. If we're going fake. We're going very, very fake.
Yeah. So we know we're not under any illusions.
No. This is not real snow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And here it is. And I love it. But
yeah, that's great.
So with your sewing.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you sew dresses at Christmas time?
Yeah. And that's really fun for me because I like a lot of the, you know, like sad beige clothes. Not actually. I like a lot of color. But there's like, you know, the linen pinafores and stuff like that are really fun for me to make.
Yeah.
But when it comes to Christmas time, I'm like, we're doing Christmas plaid flannel dress with poof sleeves. Yep. And I made one for my niece and she just looks so cute in it. And people were kind of like, that's kind of 80s. And I was like,
yes.
Yep. What are you going to do about it? So I like to, I've also done like bright red velvet velveteen.
Yes.
I guess it is because it's 100% cotton velveteen. And it's super fun.
Nicole's
like I made myself a dress.
Oh, that's so fun.
Out of that. And it was just like, I just looked like a big red flag.
But you want to. You want to go big.
Yeah. Yeah. And
I was just going to ask, do you make all your own patterns?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Only because I feel oppressed by patterns. And it's a thing, like I really respect people who can follow them. But for me, I'm just like, I just need to like.
Well, I'm impressed about making a pattern. So do you literally make the.
Occasionally,
okay.
Occasionally I'll cut it out. Like I'll tape. I'm not the person who has all the materials, which I think is a good thing. For other people to know that you don't have to have like all of the materials to like do a good job. Mm-hmm. Like I'll tape printer paper together and cut out a pattern if I need it. So I made myself a dress recently and I had to base it off of other dresses I have so it fits because I don't like zippers.
Okay.
So I'm like, I want it to be able to pull over my head, you know, kind of thing. So I'll make patterns like that. But for most of the time for girls' clothes, like if I'm making a pinafore, I'll lay out something that fits and then just cut it with like that as a size.
Okay.
Like a size, you know,
that's
indicator
your guideline.
Kind of guideline. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so that's what I do. And it's just, it's really extra fun at Christmas because you're like doing, you know, there's a lot at Joann's. Mm-hmm. People can, Joann's can get a bad rap, but I love it. Like mm-hmm. they have coupons. You can get flannel for like $3 a yard. And it's just fun and yeah. make dresses, make pinafores, use bright red linen. Yeah. That's what I do. I made pinafores for my daughter and her cousin. And so they were wearing like matching pinafores and they got to go to the Nutcracker together.
Oh, fun.
And yeah. it also, if you have, so I'm really grateful for, so my sister-in-law, my niece's mom, she was like, let's go to the Nutcracker. And normally I wouldn't have been like, you know, it was just the local.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think, the local dance studios mm-hmm. production.
Yeah.
And she was like, let's do that. And I wouldn't have even like thought of that on my own, yeah. but it's like, go do, if someone invites you to do something, do it. Yes. Like, don't be like, oh, I don't know. I didn't think of it. Just like go and do it and enjoy it. And so we like took them out, the girls, to Hot Cocoa and like the used bookstore in Pullman after.
Oh,
and it was really fun. And it's like, and then you do, like I snapped some pictures and I was like, I love looking back at these because it was such a fun time.
Well, and they love looking back at those too.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just, but it's fun because it's like the right, you know, you just go and do something and then you're like, oh, this is a sweet moment. And then you have a reminder of it.
And it doesn't have to be like we've been talking about.
Yeah.
It ends up, I feel like you can either build it up in your mind that this is going to be really hard.
Yeah.
Or you can make it really hard because you put a ton of things that you have to do in order to do it.
Yes.
But going out for the shows,
really fun.
The Nutcracker is a fun one.
I have one daughter. So it was like, this is really extra special. She's always like girls with girls, you know, like we're going to do stuff together and hang out. And so that was really fun for her and for us.
Yeah.
And one of the things you were saying reminded me of another Advent thing is when you think about it and you're like, this is going to be so hard.
Yeah.
Danish pastry dough. I am here to tell you.
Okay.
To do it. Because it seems really like labor intensive and hard. And there are lots of steps to it.
Okay.
But I was thinking about it before I came in here and I was like, you know, if you don't read the recipe, because I remember when someone gave me sourdough starter for the first time and I was like, read a recipe and I was like, no, I'm not doing it. I can't measure. Like I was like, I can't measure.
Yes.
That was like the farthest I got. And since then I'm like making it, I'm like, oh, you don't have to be all like crazy about it.
Right.
Like you can just be relaxed.
Well, and especially if you read, did you read the tartine version first?
I
wonder if it was.
I think that's what it was.
Because I remember reading through that one too.
Yeah.
To try to get started and you're like.
Yeah. Our artisan sourdough made simple. That's the one we need to do. And with the Danish pastry dough, if you read through the recipe or even just like glance through how long it is, you're gonna be like, this is gonna take so long. Mm-hmm. But it's if you do it in steps, it's super easy and it's super fun. And you can freeze them assembled for like 3 days. I think I assembled them with like the filling and the jam on top on the 22nd of December.
Before or after they bake?
Before they bake.
Okay.
And then apparently you can bake them from frozen. I don't think I bake them from frozen. I think I let them thaw, but you can if you do like 15 extra minutes or something, keep an eye on them.
Which is super handy at Christmas time.
It is, because if you have something prepared in advance, you're not going to be like, oh man, I have to do the Danish dough, which is going to take a long time because you're glancing at the recipe. But it's like, don't look at it. Just be like, I'm going to get the ingredients. And then as you're going through it, it's because it's a lot of folding. Mm. But it's a lot of folding, so it's a lot of words.
Yes.
You know, and like rotate it.
And they're trying to explain in words what you could show someone in 2 seconds, probably.
Yeah, and YouTube's a huge help for that, too. Okay. Like, if you're like, I don't understand and I need more pictures or visuals, go on YouTube and look it up. But it does seem daunting, but it is a big payoff.
So how did you get into Danish? Is that a history, like family heritage?
Actually, just my cousin, Rachel. She is like my inspiration for life. No. So she was doing, I think she does Danish pastries for Christmas.
Okay.
I know she does a strudel. Maybe that's what it, I don't know. Maybe she was just doing it and I asked her and then. Yeah. Someone else was doing it during Christmas. I don't remember exactly how I got to that, but I asked her for the recipe and she uses, what is it? The baking flour, King Arthur. Their recipe.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. So look up. Well, I have to try it. I've never done Danishes. Yeah.
They seem really daunting and they kind of are, but then they're really fun once you do it, like, because you can freeze the dough as well before you assemble.
And that's killer. Yeah. You know, anything that there's an overnight cinnamon roll recipe that I use, which I love because you freeze it. You can freeze them frozen and then bake them fresh in the morning. But the workload is done.
Yes.
The mess is gone. Yeah.
And I'm a huge, like, if something I can do in advance, I will do it in advance because.
Yeah.
I worry until it's done.
Right.
Well, but then which I shouldn't do, but I do.
But then it is that level of flexibility where it can be easy in the moment to make it special.
Yes.
But yeah, it does take a little bit of that prep time and thoughtfulness.
Yeah.
On the front end to make it easier later.
Yes, exactly. And when you're on, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, you want it.
You do.
That's when you want it easy.
You want it easy, but that means that you've got to have prepped it.
Yes.
A few weeks. Yes,
exactly. I don't know how long it can, because you can, like I said, you can freeze it assembled, but you can also freeze the Danish dough.
Okay. So you could have different levels of this work being prepped and ready to go.
And I don't even think I used all of my Danish dough. Like I made enough for, I was asking my husband, I was like, I know I have pictures of me doing it like Christmas Eve. Eat around really close to Christmas. So I was like, when did we eat them? And he was like, I don't even know. I was like, it had to be
sometimes
we do stuff with our family on Christmas Day and stuff like that. But I also bought China, like really fun green and gold, like vintage China.
Oh, fun.
And I was like,
did you find
debating.
That
I found it in Canada though.
Okay.
And I was debating going back like for it. And I texted Rachel, who I just, and she was like, that looks like Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
And I was like, duh. Cause I was like, I loved it, but I was like, it's kind of like more expensive for a thrift shop.
Yes.
But I went back and got it. And I've just been like anticipating using it for like a Christmas breakfast or brunch or something.
Well, and so will the kids.
Yeah. They're going to think it's so fun.
Again, it is really fun.
Living for your kids is so fun at Christmas time. All the time is fun.
But it is, but Christmas. It is extra. It's extra fun at Christmas time.
Yeah.
And the Christmas dishes are extra fun.
So fun. Have you done a bûche de Noël?
I have made one. Yes, I think you're
saying I haven't done that yet.
But not for our family.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. I feel like I probably back maybe in living at my folks. So high school maybe.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. But I should do one with the kids because they would love it.
My kids would love it too, but I haven't done it either.
No,
my sister does. And so she's been like the,
Is
the Wilson family.
Brooke, does it?
No, Heather.
Okay.
But Brooke, so she lived in England for 10 years.
Yes.
So her husband does, I want to say, I don't know if it's a mince pie, but it's something, and if it's something where you basically pour fire over it.
Oh, yes.
So that's been a really fun, like broader family tradition of like my parents and their kids.
Yeah.
And then obviously the grandkids. And so you light the brandy, yes, I think.
It is. What is it called? Is it a pudding?
It is a pudding. Christmas pudding.
Yes. Because Carolyn does the mince pies.
Yeah.
Also because of England.
Yes, she lived in England. Yeah.
And that's where I think she started doing them, and she'll make them every year.
Yeah.
And they're kind of fun.
I thought I was not going to like them, but they're kind of good.
Well, it's just interesting. And it is fun for them to have these different traditions coming in from different things.
Yeah. And that's another thing. It's like you were saying, layering things, but like layer traditions, because, if you're doing stuff, you have parents or whatever in town, like we do like a Christmas brunch, and we be flexible, like move it around, because my mom's birthday is in December as well. And we were like, we have one sister in Coeur d'Alene, and, her husband has to preach on Sunday, and Christmas was on Sunday.
Yeah.
And so we were like, okay, we'll just move the brunch up to the Christmas brunch to mom's birthday, which is still Christmassy.
Yeah.
And we did like a whole family thing that was really fun. And it's like, it's traditions where your family should have their own traditions. But then if you have family, like blessing,
if you do,
then use it and go for it and come up with ideas and brainstorm with like your sisters or parents
and
or whatever.
And that flexibility where it is like, it doesn't have to be, the traditions are wonderful, but if they become rigid, then it's not wonderful.
Yeah. You have to be flexible because everyone's going to be miserable if you're not.
We're just not making.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So you just move it around and different people like can host different things. Yes. And so it's not the responsibility all on like my mom doing everything, which she does a lot, but basically everything it feels like, but
it is, and it's fun to switch it up.
Bring some wine. No, but so that's a really big blessing if you have it.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, one final thought before we round it out, because you were talking so much about your sewing and your decor and your thrifting.
Yeah,
what do you do for your table decor?
I just do. I feel like I don't have like a tradition. Do you mean just like place settings kind of thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, do you switch it up? Do you do kind of, this is what we put on the table for Christmas time, or it switches around?
It kind of switch. I mean, I have like the plates that I got thrifting in Canada. I'm going to be like, I haven't used those yet. And I'm going to
So this will be your one.
This will be like, spring these out on everyone. Oh.
Yeah.
And I kind of just follow where the spirit leads, you know, and it comes to, because we do have a Christmas dinner at my parents' house. So I don't do the big formal
yeah.
Christmas dinner. But little, I mean, we do like a charcuterie night with our really close friends. And we do like the charcuterie gift exchange with them, mm-hmm. which is really fun. And we host it like it's alternating years at their house and our house. And that's been really fun. And you just, I just like do, because I think if you have blue and white plates, that can be really Christmassy.
It can.
And I have a lot of different, like I have cream colored china and I have blue and white. And I have like this shout out to H&M because my mom got me this 100% linen tablecloth from H&M that's this dark, dark green. Mm. And it's so Christmassy. But I've also used it in the summer. Like it's a great, it's very versatile. Mm-hmm. But at Christmas time, it's really good to do like creams and golds. Like I love creams. I just love color and love doing all different kinds of things. I also recently thrifted some vintage like green, it's like bright green glass cups that are small. So yes. They're like great for kids.
Yeah.
They're kind of like a canning jar, like a mini canning jar size,
but
they're really pretty and they're bright green. So it's like, I'm going to use those with the china. And then, you know, I'll do blue and white with no tablecloth and I have a red. And it's kind of like a natural color, but then with red stripes. Mm-hmm. And that's really fun.
Yeah.
So it's like you can do so much. And that's, I just let the spirit lead and I follow.
I love it.
But do lots of brass, you know, brass, gold, mm-hmm. you know.
And your colored candlesticks.
Yes.
I mean, candles.
Exactly. And then, you know, you can go pick like evergreen branches. Like if you have a mantle, one of my friends did like just a white pitcher with just greenery, like evergreen green type greenery. And I was just like, that's so beautiful and so simple and easy.
And
like,
free probably.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think people say foraging and I'm not like, you know, but it's a good word for just being like, okay, what do I have in my yard? Or can we go on a walk on a trail and just cut, you know, some wildflowers or something. I'm not saying like
branches.
Steal from people, but just like stuff that's, you know. I mean, I went into my yard and just cut for fall. I just cut a bunch of like oak leaves.
Oh, it's so pretty.
And just put it in a pitcher and it just adds something.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'd say it's very low key, very like not planned, but
or expensive.
Yeah, exactly. But do like all year round, I'm like keeping my eye open for plates mm-hmm. or whatever and just stuff that you love. And sometimes you can be like, oh, well, I don't have a plan for it right now. But like, think ahead, like Rachel being like, Mallory, that looks like Christmas.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, duh. Yeah, right. Okay, I'll get it.
Yeah.
And so it was like, I went first thing the next day because I was like, I don't want it to be sold out because now I'm sold. Like if you have a vision for it.
Yeah.
And that could be the helpful side of social media. Like if you like looking for inspiration.
It can enhance understanding what goes together. Yes, it definitely can.
Yeah. And keep that on the lower end of like your time mm-hmm. because sometimes it can be a total like, you know, ball and chain.
Oh yeah,
as well.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Balance.
Sure. It is always balance. Always balance. Well, and there's years. Well, our son was born. His birthday is December 23rd.
Oh wow!
And so, and that
that's so fun. Like for the kid, because it's like just extra festive
it
for their birthday.
Extra festive, and for years now we've done something with the tree.
Yeah.
So we will put balloons all over the tree. Or one year we were doing like a dragon Viking dragons movie theme. And so it's like these cutout of dragons on the tree, you know.
That's so fun.
But so it is really fun. But but that year especially, Christmas had to be something very different.
Yes. Yeah. Low key. You're recovering.
But it's still extra fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's always that flexibility and the looking for the opportunities.
Yeah. Exactly.
Is wonderful.
That's really fun.
Yeah.
I love that.
So, well, Mallory, thank you so much for coming on and your tips and tricks and thrift stores and Poshmark ideas. And we'll need to get some pictures of what you had mentioned, if you're willing.
Yes, so I would love to. I would love to share.
But thanks so much for coming.
Thank
and
you
Merry
so much
Christmas.
For having me. This has been so fun.
Thanks for joining us. Like, share, subscribe. We'll see you next week.